Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Monday, the 3rd of August, and from Radio Info's On This Day. Celebrating birthdays are singer Tony Bennett, actor Martin Sheen, and supermodel Jordan Cherise Dunn. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart, and welcome to the Morning Briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. Well, everybody seems to be happy claiming victory over the tech giants being brought to heel and having them pay for Australian news content. I hope it's as simple as that. Employers like News Corp, Nine Entertainment, and TV and radio stations who pay journalists to go out, source, and then write the news do deserve to be paid if Google, Facebook, and others use their content. It's another thing to enforce it. The mandatory code produced by the ACCC is a world's first, but Australia's not the first country to suggest that the digital platforms pay for content. Back in 2014, Spain said it was ready to pass legislation that required Spanish news companies to be compensated, only to have the big digital players say they'd pull out of Spain if the government went ahead. Still, we can only hope that Google and Facebook have now seen sense and will negotiate with Australian news providers in good faith. Yet another survey has confirmed what we all now regard as a given. It says that Australians working from home are spending more time in the digital world. A new survey from Nielsen Digital Content Ratings tells us that Australians have spent an extra 18% across all radio websites since COVID-19 restrictions began. While mobiles are the preferred weapon of choice for listening, the biggest bump in engagement has been via computers. Nielsen says engagement has jumped 24% for computers in just 12 weeks. Interestingly, though, there's been a 4% slump in time spent listening during weekends. These days, when people think of music radio, they think FM in every part of the country. It wasn't always that way, but Ace Radio's Coast FM in Warrnambool and Mix FM Hamilton have both been on air now for 18 years. For regional millennials and centennials, 18 years is the best part of a lifetime, and they probably can't remember when they didn't have FM. It took a long time, though, for FM stations in regional markets to start knocking their AM counterparts off the number one slot, but that's happened too. Today, both these Ace FMers are leaders in their markets and still use their original call signs. Lots of people are saying that mass commuting may be a thing of the past. When people commuted before COVID, they got their music or podcasts through earbuds or car speakers. Now many people are pretty happy working from home and want it to go on. If that's going to be the case, some technologists are now suggesting that the next tech purchase should be a standard radio. Sure, it's a bit of going back to the future, but they say it's affordable and portable and a good companion. Kanye West's bid for the US presidency has some unexpected support from Australia. Triple M's James Preston from North Coast and Coffs Harbour says, with Kanye's campaign now underway, the world's in for a wild ride. Please tell your friends about our daily flash briefing and give us a rating on your podcast platform. You can also click that like or share button. For all the details of today's stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.